But there's someone here this morning that I feel strongly while we were worshiping. You came here this morning as your last resort. You said, God, if the things I don't get an answer this morning, it is the end. I want to tell you it is not the end. And as a man, I'm speaking about a man. And I don't want to go and prophesy forensic. I want you to be in every service this weekend. Do not allow the devil to miss one service. Don't allow him to stop you. If you don't have fuel money, come speak to me. If that is you, I will even give you fuel money. But you need to be in this place. Because the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And he will not do it to your life. Because you think you don't have a purpose in life. But God's saying that you have a purpose in your life. It is not the end, but only the beginning. And maybe you're sitting here and you think you are a skeptic. I'm speaking about the same person still. Maybe you came to test that house because this is your last resort. You were speaking maybe bad about Encounter Church or the father in this house. But God has grace for you. And the love of God will set you free in this place. The presence that in this place this morning, I'm excited for this whole week. I'm glad that I've changed my flight tickets to stay the whole conference. Because if it's like this in the morning service, I do not know what God's going to do. If you're online, I just want to welcome those who are online. If you're from 200 kilometers from this church, get your butt here. It is not far. Make sure you want to be in the building. You need to be in the presence of God. One encounter with the Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be the same. I see we have 430 people online joining us. You are welcome. You are family. You are part of us as a family in Encounter Church Centurion. Almost I said the wrong church. But before I get into my message, I just want to honor, and the reason why I'm prolonging to say it, because every time... Every time that I honor my father and mother in the Lord, I get emotional. Because you guys don't know what gem you have. I cannot stand if it wasn't for prophet and prophetess. They took a mess and made it a message. So if you are sitting in this place and you feel like a mess, you are at the right place. You do not know what you have in this house. And sometimes I know because you guys have a church for 6 years here. And sometimes people get familiar. They think, it is just prophet again this Sunday. Do not put a limit on a prophet and a prophetess. You do not know what God's going to do that day. A prophet is a wild thing. It's not something you can put in a box. Don't think every scripture and everything that he says is going to be the same as last week. As you can see, prophet, sometimes you'll say one scripture and it's like this, and the next week he takes a new revelation out of it. And you're like, did we not say that last week? When a prophet speaks, and I want a prophet didn't ask me to do this. This I do out of my heart. But when prophet says something, even if it's just a joke, maybe after the service you speak to him, or one of the leaders say, prophet said this about your life, do not take it lightly. Because every word that prophet ever has given me on prophetess, every single word has come to fulfillment and is still coming to fulfillment. Even those that they were nonchalant at a restaurant or something when they will speak. When they speak, they don't need this. Many of you, Jezebels, maybe want this. But a prophet doesn't need this. And I want, as a son, to break this thing of familiarity. And it's not to worship man. The Bible says, give honor where honor is due. Because if you touch the heart of the Father, you cannot touch everything. Automatically. But how many of you are ready for the conference of the fire of God? The fire is going to burn in this conference. It's going to transform people's lives. Your families are going to be changed this conference. And I want you guys just to relax a bit because I don't have a lot of time and I have a lot of things I want to share. So don't even say every power thing, jump up. Keep that for night for my father. But I want you to take in this morning. This morning, I don't want to preach. I want to speak to your heart this morning. Because the circumstances that you are struggling for many years with, and you're like, God, when is this going to change? It is now. It is in this conference. If you prepare your heart this morning, this conference will change your life upside down. You will never be the same ever. I give you my word. But you will have to take serious this morning's message. I'm just laying a foundation. Tonight we're going to see the young lion. But it's not young anymore. It's now the lion. My father, and he will share the fire of God like no man can in South Africa. So I'm just laying down a foundation for when he comes, that the atmosphere is set, that he doesn't have to come and break through tonight. And I want you, when you come, come with a holy hunger. Do not miss one service. I tell you, God is going to do something great. And I know many pastors say that, but I know that. I come from heaven, from Cape Town, to give this message. And many of us, we are so used to conferences. We come to every conference, and it's so quick for us to get into the mindset, but I've done this. How many fire conferences do we have? And you can stop the flow of the Holy Spirit because of your familiarity. Let's not tolerate God's presence, but let's celebrate His presence. Come with a fresh expectation. If you're online, you have to be here. You're going to miss out. Because what God can do for you if you receive the fire of God is much more bigger and greater than any of your greatest imaginations and dreams. I'm someone that can dream and I can imagine. I said to my church last week, you guys don't know what I can imagine. You think, oh, I'm going to get an accident, I'm going to hit a car. No, my mind is, I'm going to get an accident, but a car is going to flip up and it's going to land on its wheels because the angels are going to turn it. But you have to come with a yawning what God's going to do here. I want us to quickly read Ephesians 3 verse 20, the message, please. Message translations, if you have it. Ephesians 3 verse 20. I just want to show you that our God is not one you can put in a box. Do not put boundaries around God, what He can do in your life and through your life. Because you can think you can maybe not speak in front of people. I was the same. When I was in school, I couldn't even speak in front of people. I'll tell my teachers, give me zilch, give me zero. And they would say, no, you can come and pose. I said, give me zero. I was very rebellious. Luckily, I got saved. But it's because of a lack of identity. You have, if you are sitting here as a son and daughter of Encounter, you have to knit your heart to prophetess and prophet. Because that is where your identity will come out. I was a man that had no identity when I met him. I had gifts. But gifts means nothing if you don't have character and identity. So if you're sitting here, yes, you're... Other pastors are very good, and I love them, and I love all the eager leaders, but the identity comes from the father and the mother. You will have to make sure that what you speak in your room is uplifting towards them. That when you are in prayer, that you pray for them. This is, I don't know, this is not on my message. Pastor Martin did read my message. Nothing was on this. But it says, the message translations, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in the wildest dreams. That is the God that you and I serve. He does it not by pushing us around, by working within us, but by working in us. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. So this morning I want a gentle atmosphere in this place because I want to speak about serious stuff. I want you to open. God is not going to force you to open your heart this morning. You are responsible to your heart. And you cannot blame someone else, but this happened or that happened. You have to take ownership of your body. You are the one that's going to say, God, I lay it before you. We can preach until you are blue, until you sweat, until you lose 10 kilograms in one service. It will not change you if your heart is not right. So this morning, God is going to start working in your heart and prepare you for what's going to come in this conference. You do not want to miss a service, like I said. You do not want to. The fire will sanctify and purify you. It is not just there for good feelings. Many Christians think go from one feeling to another feeling. It is not about feelings. It is there to sanctify and purify you. Many times when a preacher preaches, we will think of who's this message for. This morning, I want you to take your eyes off your wife, off your husband that just kicked the dog this morning, or that was rusting because you were too long over your hair or whatever. This message is for you. If you ask yes this morning, it is for you. It is, don't look for someone else. Because sometimes we would look, who's this message for? And we will lose the message. We will lose what God wants to do in your life because we think it is for someone else. Why would I go to the gym to look at other people's gym? I will go there because I want a gym. So why do you come to church for someone else? Open your heart this morning and say, God, do what you want to do. The fire is going to make you to walk in demon-tormenting power. I don't know if you saw many of Prophet's videos of how demons, and you've seen, I've seen all that video of the one person manifested here. That is the power that every Christian can carry. It is not just for some. It is for every single one. God is not a respecter of man. It is for you. Say, it is for me. The fire of God can take an ordinary person like Moses and make him to lead a nation. How many ordinary people do we have here this morning? The rest of you, sorry, this word is not for you. This is for ordinary people. God can use an ordinary person that ran because of the fear of man, and he can turn that person's identity over and put the fire on him, and he will lead a nation. He will have so much boldness that he will come against a whole army, that he will come against a kingdom. But he did not come by himself. He knew who was with him. He knew the fire of God that was on him. Because the moment that you encounter the fire, you cannot be the same. It is impossible. Are you with me? I want us to go to Acts 2 verse 17. And all the scriptures from now on will be New King James. Just that it's easier. Acts 2 verse 17. And it shall come pass in the last days, say God, that I will pour out my spirit on some flesh. Just checking if you have your Bibles. You guys know we just had the month of the Word of God. So I want you to have your Bibles in church. And if you do not have one of Prophet's books of in the Word, get your butt there and buy one. Your life will be changed. You need the Word of God. Without the Word of God, your life means nothing. And you'll get into that this morning. The Word of God is your fuel. Okay. That I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. So that is for you sitting here. If you are flesh, it is for you. Many traditional and religious people say, but this was not given to me. So is God a liar? Maybe there's a reason why you can't receive yet. But after this morning, I'm working with God. That's why I'm really relaxed. And I love the presence in this building. It's like a wind that's in my face almost. Last time I had it was when we had that fire conferences with the revival with Prophet Leon. It is for everyone. If you can't speak in tongues, you'll receive it this weekend. It is for everyone. It is not for some. God does not have orphans. He has children. And I'm a father. If I give my child something, I will give my other one as well. How much more, Heavenly Father? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my main servant and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Your spirit will be poured out to everyone. And when I read the scripture, I read the scripture different sometimes. Because sometimes we neglect to look at the people with little work. Maybe you're a cleaning lady. But God is putting this in because maybe you feel rejected this morning. You feel, but I'm not worthy enough to receive the fire of God. And that is why God said, I'll even put on your main servant and your main servant. It's for everyone. It's not just for the elite. It is for everyone that has flesh. That this is for you, this word this morning. It is not just for some. Believe me, I do not earn to stand here. This is by the grace of God. But you'll have to prepare yourself this morning for the fire of God that's going to fall. You have to prepare yourself. It is not just going to happen. Many Christians are baptized with the Holy Spirit. But how many Christians are baptized with the fire of God? How many? The fire will contain you. It will consume you. I don't know if you have ever seen a video clip where someone is on fire. Do you think that person will sit like this in church? Or when they go to work, they will just sit like this. They will run over anyone. There can be a stadium of people. They will run through it. Sometimes we as Christians, we think we have the fire, but it's only the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's two baptisms, not just one. And we need the baptism of the fire. But let me not get ahead of myself. We need to burn with a passion like a young unmarried man. If you're ever unmarried or you're a young man, sometimes you feel you burn for the things of the flesh. Just relax. Go see Pastor Martin and Pastor Chris and the pastors in the church. But we need that same passion for the fire of God. That our whole body, our whole being is like, I need the fire of God. I cannot wake up this morning if I'm not filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be a good day without His fire. Because it's His fire that preserves you. His fire preserves you. We need a fresh fire. We cannot live on yesterday's. Every morning, we need to receive new fire. How awesome is that we have a conference where you can come and fill your barn. You can fill your spiritual tanks. Where other people have to go and fast. And I know, I hope most of you, all of you fasted the last few weeks. But people have to go pay a price. Where you can come into a place where the fire is dwelling every week. Every e-group. You need to be connected to the body of Christ. Every person needs a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not just for some. And it doesn't matter in what season of your life you're going through. Maybe you feel you're going through a season of hiding. Maybe you feel you're going through a season of plenty. Maybe you feel you're going through good years, or maybe you feel you're going through a desert. You need the fire. You cannot live without the fire. It is impossible. This is not an encouraging message that's going to make you feel hallelujah and feel good. There's many motivational speakers that you can go and listen. This morning when we speak, I want the Holy Spirit to come and work in your heart. But you will have to open that door and say, Holy Spirit, work in my heart. I know I'm not perfect. Maybe some of you feel you're perfect. You're not. You're lying to yourself. I actually want to say, take your phone out and take a selfie and you'll see you're not perfect. But allow the Holy Spirit this morning to work in your heart. Allow Him to do the good work that He wants to start. In a crisis, you need guidance and direction and a true activation of the fire and the Word of God. You cannot separate the Word of God and the fire of God. It is one. Many people want the fire, but they don't want the Word, because the Word means you have to go sit and the demons are going to make you tired. You don't want to read any further. You fall asleep. You will not carry the fire of God if you do not have the Word in you. You need the Word of God more than ever before. Even in these days where we are living now, you need the Word of God, because the Word of God is one with the fire of God. So what am I busy preparing you for this conference? You can write it down if you want to. And maybe if God shows you something else, put your expectations on your notes. Tell God what you want Him to do for you in this conference. Don't just come, oh, I'm going to go see what's going to happen. Come and say, listen, I want a prophetic word. Come and say, I want breakthrough. Come and say, I want to be on fire. Come and say, I want deliverance. Come and say, I need healing. Come and say, I want my children to do better in school. Come with expectation. Do not come and say, I'm just going to come look what the fire is going to do. You'll receive nothing. And you'll go to the next year and say, listen, there was no presence. The presence is here. But is there something that can receive it? So number one, there will be an unusual baptism of fire. You'll see unusable and unbelievable signs and wonders, things that you would not understand. Remember, we had a conference where angels walked on the roof. It is something you cannot explain. Everyone experienced it the same time. Come with a hunger. You'll see that the signs and wonders will cause the fear of God to be formed in your heart. The fear of God brings wisdom. So let the signs and wonders of this week shock you that you fear God and not man. Because sometimes we fear the enemy, and that is why we are so afraid of him. Because we do not know who's inside of us. Our perception is 100% wrong. We have the King of Kings in our side, yet we will look at someone, the devil himself. I hate that minion. Anyway, that's not deliverance conference. I just hate that thing. But anyway, but some of you are in bed with him. But this conference, we call a divorce for you. Imagine our God. The Bible says that if He has to come to this earth now and put His feet on the mountains, it will melt like wax. That is who you have behind you. Why do you fear the devil? Why do you fear Satanists and witches and harlots? You have not fear. Know who's in you. And the reason why I'm saying that is because many of you are dealing with heart issues. You feel, I cannot open my heart. You're afraid of what's going to happen, what people are going to say. People are going to judge you maybe if you open your heart and you just let go. But remember, you have that God in you and around you. So do not allow the devil to tell you, listen, this is not for me. Open your heart this morning. Say, I have that God with me. Are you with me? You'll see unusual harvest. You'll win souls. You'll see a wealth transfer. Pastor Chris, I've taught you this many times. You will see more angelic activities in church, but not just in church, but in your life at home. Because sometimes when we go to someone's house, we just say, "Ooh, I feel some evil spirits." When last have you said, "I feel the angel of the Lord"? After this conference, your perception will change from the negative. And when you look, that you'll see the fire of God on people. That when you look at people, you don't see their mistakes. You see the purpose and plan that God has for them. Because it's easy to find a fault in a person. You don't have to be spiritual to look in someone, say, to look for a fault. Everyone has one. But it's when you see a mess that you can say, but listen, this is purpose. This is not breath that is just wasted. This is someone that has a call on their life. And you take someone out of that pit through the fire of God that's inside of you. That boldness, you'll feel you're too afraid to speak to someone. But the fire will push you. It will make you irritated if you're not going out and changing the world. Because why do you want the fire? Why do you come to the fire conference? For a good feeling. You're wasting your time. You're wasting the purpose that the plan of God has for you. He has much more for you than just sitting in church. And you have to be in church. I believe 100% in the local church. I don't want your Jezebels and Leviathans to think I said something else. But God wants to use you outside in the streets. Why do everyone want this one, but no one will go and evangelize? What is your motive? The fire of God, this conference, is going to burn every motive that is not from God. It's going to burn it away that you can be pure. Because if your heart is pure, you can change the world around you. Not, oh, I have preached, you know, I took the youth, I've took the main service. That means nothing. The devil said, oh, and? Judas was also part of the team. It's about your heart. The prophetic will be unlocked to another level. You need to come hungry. When Prophet Leon's going to prophesy, whatever God, I don't know what God's going to do. With a prophet, you never know. But I know God is going to be here. Come with expectation. God is busy separating the false from the true. So if you are someone that maybe come to judge or to check us out and you feel this is weird, just be sensitive and you'll feel His presence. And surrender to that presence. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring change in your mind, in your heart. This morning, I don't want you to struggle with your heart tonight when you come. Tonight when you want to come, even in praise, people must be on the ground. Why do we have to build it always up? It's because our hearts are not in unity. Our hearts are still with motives and agendas. When I go to my room in my house, I just say, Father, I pray, fill this place with your presence. And I feel His presence. But when we come to church, we all have to praise and worship. We have to push through. Why is that? Because we don't check our hearts ourselves. Imagine all of us can come tonight with our hearts pure. With one mind, one unity, one voice, that we want the glory of God and nothing else. It is time that we become hungry. It is time that we stop watching, looking at our watches. Oh, what time is it now? My chicken on the oven. Because maybe when you come to God with your problems, He says, oh, don't forget to put your chicken on. That is just a joke. God will never do that. But if I was God 10 to 1, I would have. But we need a fresh baptism of the fire of God. Because it will sanctify and purify us. Jesus is coming for a pure bride. So if you are not pure, is He coming for you? The Bible says He's coming for a pure bride. How do you become pure? Through the fire of God. The fire of God is not just there to throw a show. It is there to purify you and make you ready for your king to come. It makes you ready for your bridegroom to come and fetch you. We need to be purified by the fire of God. Many people throw in their towels. Many pastors, many believers, many e-group leaders over the world give up. Thousands of pastors a year gives up. It is because of a lack of fire. Because the fire will consume you. And as fire will preserve you. Imagine I have to stand you on fire and something wants to come and take me out of the will of God. The fire will quench that thing. So when the enemy comes and listen, you're not good enough. Before that words come to my ear, there's a cloud of fire around me. That when that voice comes, I'll just say, shut up, devil. If I even gonna hear that, if it's gonna come through the fire will burn it. When someone come and make a court case against you, as soon as that fire, that paper touch your hand, the fire of God's burn it. And he burns the accuser of the brethren. Why do you take someone to the court? Because you're accusing them of something. So you become the mouthpiece of Satan. So the moment that you touch that lawsuit that someone want to put on your life, you must have so much fire that that paper must burn and that person must not be able to go to bed until they say, listen, I pull this thing back. But we must believe in a supernatural God, or else this is not possible. You have to know the one that wrote this book. Yes, be in every service. If you're a mature Christian, I believe you're in every service of Encounter, every e-group, every prayer meeting. But it's not enough. You'll have to go at home and eat this word and know the offer of this word. If someone writes a letter now about me, maybe in the news or whatever, most of you will not believe it because you know me. Most of you will not believe it because you do not know the offer. But let's say it's your family member that writes it about me. Then you'll believe it more likely. And that's the same with the word of God. We hear the word of God, we read the word of God, but we do not take it for ourselves because we do not know the offer. You'll have to come into a secret place and yield your heart and your spirit to God and say, God, here I am. I love it when people say, no, every day they pray the hour. Why? Like, do you have a board meeting with God? You must be praying all day, all night. That is why people get irritated at chairs, hotel rooms with me, because I sing 24/7, literally. But the fire will cause you to stand through every trial, every tribulation. I've been through a few rough times in my life, but his fire. His fire will preserve you. Because many of you are, and this is not my message. I don't know what I'm doing. I hope I get to my message. It's literally, Pastor, you know my, it's not my message. But many of you are filled by what people think about you. You're filled by their suggestions. You're filled by what other people's opinions about you are. If you have the fire of God in you, you will only feel what God says about you. Because the fire and the word is one. So the moment someone something says contrary to the word of God, what happens? The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. So the moment someone says, but listen, you're not good enough. Or you're too young, Josh. You're too young for this. You know the word of God, what it says about Timothy. And you just break everything down. You need the word of God because it's your fuel to take you to where other people will fail. It is not just enough to be a Christian. It is not just enough to believe. You need to know the one that you're believing to. The Bible says, and Prophet Leon has taught me this message, this scripture many times. I don't think I've ever read it myself. Where it says, even the demons believe. And many of you believe, but you tremble. The Bible says, even the demons believe, yet they tremble. Why? Because they do not have the fear of God. They do not have the fire of God. That is why they tremble. The moment that you have the Holy Spirit, you'll not tremble. But you have to need the fire of God. You need to know the one that is the one in the fire. It is not just a fire that you can just throw around. It is a person. It is the person of the Holy Spirit. And many people will play with it. It's not something to play with. It is a very serious subject. Are you with me? It is there to activate you to walk in the supernatural power of your life. But before it can do that, it still needs to work with your heart first. Because if I give someone that has a filthy heart, someone that is raged, like someone that is going through stuff, someone that does not filled with the fire of God, is not founded on His word, a gun, what will happen? They'll make a mess. You need the word to transform you first, to be able to carry the supernatural power of God, or else you'll walk over people and you think because you can heal the sick, you are good. No. Children can do that. A donkey can prophesy. Don't think too much of yourself if you can heal the sick or cast out demons. It is for every person. But the moment that your character is right and you have given your heart open and your heart is pure and God entrusts you with a new dimension of His fire, then run with that fire. Be bold like a lion and do not hold back anything, because then you will have boldness. Because many Christians, they receive the fire of God and after a week, I can't wait for the next conference. Because the fire touched them, it did not change them. Many people come to church and they receive, you see, the fire touched them. They go home, same person. Because it did not go into their heart. Their soul and their spirit was not changed. Their flesh was touched. But because of a hardened heart, a heart of stone, the moment that the fire came and touched that heart, guess what happened? It ricocheted. It did not pierce. But I'm going to give you a secret this morning. If you have a hardened heart, or if you have a heart of stone, there's the secret in the Word of God that will set you free. But let me go quick. I'm very long. Exodus 3 verse 2. Exodus 3 verse 2. Forgive my accent. I don't come with wisdom of man, but I come with power and fire. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. This was Moses now. In a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside, he called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. This conference, God is calling you. Are you going to just look at the fire? Or are you going to turn and say, God, I want this fire. God is busy knocking at your door this morning to prepare you for what's going to come this conference. But you will have to look. You'll have to surrender your heart to God and say, God, I look with a different eyes. I will not just walk. Because a bush that is just burning, or just a normal bush, cannot change anyone's life. And when you look at that bush, you must see a Christian. Where a normal Christian doesn't change anyone's life. Status quo Christians, not the Christian in the Bible. What we think Christianity is these days. Christianity is not a clique. It's not a club. I'm in a Christian club. No. It is an army. And if you're an army, you need ammunition. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit to be able to quench the piercing darts of the enemy. You need to quench his fire. Ooh. I'll just keep more messages. I hope I didn't delete it. But we'll have to come sensitive to his presence. And that's why I wanted us to be relaxed this morning. We need to be sensitive to his presence to be able to receive the fire of God that's going to give. I'm just laying a foundation this morning. But you need to be sensitive of his presence. Just want to see if it's not prophet. I saw it vibrates. But this is where we see Moses was encountering the fire of God. And his life was never the same again. One encounter, one true encounter with his fire. And your life can never be saved. Never be the same. Never. I remember I was in one service. From that day, I started praying for cars that was broken. I was praying for people that were sick. One encounter. And the sad thing for me as a son in the house is when I see people with so much potential, but they become familiar what's here. And they will not reach anything. Prophet can prophesy until he's blue. If your heart is not pure and your heart is not for him, and you do not believe in a God that speaks through him, you guys have to take the words that he speaks of your life. It is not just words to make you feel good or to stay here. No. When he speaks, he creates. It's not part of my message, but praise the Lord. But Moses had to go to the desert for 40 years to prepare his heart. He was running away from Egypt because he killed someone. And many of us need to come to a place where we say, I'm going to stop running. I'm going to deal with the things in my heart. Maybe you sit in this place and you were abused or you were accused. Maybe you were treated wrong by your previous church. And then you come here and feel they do the same here. It is your heart. It is following you. This morning we need to be sensitive in our hearts. and surrender. God, change me the way you changed Moses. And I don't want you to wait 40 years. In this 40 minutes this morning, God can do the same things you have done with Moses in 40 years. That is the God that I serve. A supernatural God, a fast God. But God had to prepare his heart. This morning and this evening and this conference, you need to come with your cup empty. You cannot come and say, oh, I know everything about the fire of God. I've heard everything. If your heart is like that, you'll receive nothing. Come with heart, I want to receive. I'm coming to receive. I'm not coming to preach. I'm coming to receive tonight and other nights. I come with a hunger. I want us to go to Matthew 3 verse 11. But while they go there, I want you to say, I am the bush that burns with fire. This evening you'll be ignited. Your heart will already burn from this morning. There will be a burning desire in your heart from this morning. There will be a holy hunger for his fire. And tonight when you come, it is going to be like as you put a plug into a plug socket. It will not be delayed. It will be an instant and you'll feel the fire. Maybe you say you've never felt the fire. Tonight is your night. Come with a hunger. I baptize you with water for repentance. This was John speaking. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and... There's more than one baptism. But most religious churches don't even believe in the one baptism. Some churches, Pentecostal churches, believe in the one at least. We try to take back what God wants to give us. God always gives us over and abundant what we need. Before we go into a difficult situation, he has already given you the fire to quench that fires of the enemy. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the calf with unquenchable fire. The scripture is for the end time church. It is for us sitting here today. In the last days, you will pour out his spirit. It is for us. It is for you and I. Say it is for me. But here we see there's two baptisms. It is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is where you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. This is where everyone comes and they receive the Holy Spirit baptism and say, that is where you receive the power of tongues. That is where God is putting a bomb in your hand. But for you to have that bomb in your hand means nothing if it does not have a fuse. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the second baptism, and that is why many Christians, they want to be on fire, but they can never be on fire because they only have the bomb. And I have the bomb. Just the enemy will shoot you because they will see the bomb. And that is why many Christians are getting taken out because they're running around with a bomb. If you go now to a police station or any place and you have a bomb in your hand, what are they going to do? The bomb alone is not enough. You need to be able to lift it and... throw it into the enemy's camp. Not at the police. Just relax. But you get my message. You need the fire to explode the power of God that is given you. Without the fire of God, you can have the Holy Spirit. You can be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If you do not have the fire, you have dynamite power, but it cannot be lit. It's like having a gun in your safe when you're getting attacked outside of your house. You need the fire and the Holy Spirit. You cannot just have one, even though it is technically one. Are you with me? It is time for this era that we are in to see the real fire of God again. Because many of us remember old revivals. We hear of Azusa Street. We hear of all the fire that fell. But why can't God do this here? Why can't God just come and strike this pulpit with his fire? Because we are not ready for it. But this morning we are preparing our hearts that whatever God wants to do, He can do. Let God be Lord. In verse 12, we were just reading about the calf. It speaks of impurities. In verse 12 that we just read now. It speaks about our ambitions, our mixtures of flesh, our personal agendas and motives. The fire will remove everything in your life that's not supposed to be there. Your agenda. Maybe your offense. Maybe they feel like, now they're taking up offering again. That they take offering to bless you, not to bless the church. A church that don't teach their people about offering is stealing from their people. It's like me teaching, say, listen, here's a car, but I'm not teaching how to drive it. You want to live this life, but God needs to teach you how to live this life. A self-help book is not going to make you rich. It is God's principles. But anyway, that is for free. Pastor Chris can just say thank you afterwards. But Moses had to go to the desert for 40 years to deal with his heart. And as soon as his heart condition was right, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. He first had to deal with his heart under the guidance of his spiritual father, if you can say, his father-in-law. The moment that his right was right, he was still tending the sheep. He was doing something he was doing daily. But the moment his heart was pure, the angel appeared to him. This morning, I want you to make your heart pure for when the angel comes, that you will not just walk past you and will not know he was here. That you'll be one of those that say, but listen, my life has been changed in one encounter with his fire. Are you with me? The fire has to consume you. It cannot just touch you. It has to consume every part of your being. You have to surrender your whole body. You cannot leave your mind or your soul or something out. You have to say, God, here I am. I lay my whole life on your altar. Because there's power on the altar of God. And this morning, I'm just building an altar that you can make it a season if you want to lay your hands and your heart and everything on the altar. Because the moment that you do that, believe me, as sure as I know this is a cloth, I know God will answer your fire. We need the life of surrender hearts. Because that is attractive to the power of God. The moment that you live not for yourself, but your heart is pure, that's when the fire of God will come. 1 Kings 18 verse 37. 1 Kings 18 verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. This was Elijah. That this people might know that you are their Lord God. Listen to this. And that you have turned their hearts back to them again. That God has turned the hearts of the people back to him. And that is what I'm doing this morning. I want you to turn your heart back to God. Because many people want the fire and they think the fire is going to come through. Ah, no. God has given us secrets in his word how to receive the fire of God. You can jump up like a monkey. You can do just what you want. It will not change your life if you do not follow scriptures. God has given us a guideline. His word is our foundation. And here Elijah is saying, you have turned their hearts back to you again. Let's read the next verse, what happens. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. So the moment that their hearts was turning around, what happened? The result is fire. So many people want to jump through hula hoops to get the fire of God. But God is just saying, surrender your heart. Lay your heart on the altar. No matter if it is stone, lay it on the foundation, on the altar. The thing is, many of us, we walk around with a heart of stone and we think, God, when is your fire going to burn it? It will not burn it. The fire of God can only burn stone when it's on the altar. It cannot burn it when it's just around, walking around. So if you have a heart of offense and of pain that happened because people maybe hurt you, and I don't want to try to be insensitive because I know many of you went through difficult times in your life, maybe false accusations. I don't know what you have gone through. You have real life situations, but I have a real God that can take your life and turn it upside down. Where everyone saw you as a failure, God can turn you into the leader. You think you're not good enough. God will show you the gem that you are. And it goes on and says, consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust. Listen to that. And the wood and the... So if your heart is stone, where do you need to put it? On the altar. And the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. This morning we need to lay our stony hearts before God. Even if it's just a small offense that you have. A small suggestion towards any minister, not just encounter ministers. Any pastor out there. Any person, your mother-in-law, I don't know who done you wrong. You have to lay your stony heart on the altar. Because if your heart is not on the altar, the fire cannot burn it. How many of you have seen a bush burn, like on a farm? How many of you have seen that not one of those rocks was burnt? It will jump over the fire from one side of the road. It will jump over the stony road to another side where it's fruitful. Some people's hearts are those roads. The fire just jumps over you because your heart is not right. You think you are coming to be spiritual. No. Surrender your heart on the altar. And when your heart is on the altar, because God is a gentleman, He's waiting for you to put your heart on the altar. And He will give you a heart of flesh. But you have to put your heart on the altar. He's not going to force you. And this morning I want to help you, because some people need help in this way, to put your heart on the altar. The moment you put it on the altar, you're giving God the right to do what He wants. And we all know the plans that God has for you is to prosper you. So it's a safe place to lay your heart down before Him. Jeremiah 23 verse 29 says, and I'm almost done, I think, I hope. Because I want you to come back this evening. Is my word not like a fire? Is God's word not like a fire, the Bible says? What am I busy doing here? I'm sharing the word of God with you. This is a rhema word. It is a word for the now. It is for your circumstances that you are in now. It is a word from heaven. Who preached about this on a fire conference? Doesn't make sense. Offense. But what does the word of God and the fire of God does to you? What is God busy doing? It is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. It will break the heart of stone into pieces, and it will give you a heart that will be receptive to the fire of God, because a stone cannot receive the fire. It will break that fire, that stone in your heart, and give you a heart of flesh that the fire can dwell in you. Jeremiah 20 verse 9, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name, but his word was in my heart like a burning fire. It is the word of God that gives you the fuel to be able to go and set the world on fire. It is his word of God that makes you to feel. It is fuel. It is like petrol. Many people, they receive the fire of God and suddenly it's gone. They'll come to a service like this. They'll be on fire for a week. Next week Saturday, they're backslidden already because they were not fueled. A fire that does not get conscience fuel, what will happen? If you make a fire and don't put more wood on, what will happen? It will die. So for you to have this fire in you and be able to stay on fire, it is not Pastor Martin's job to keep you on fire. It is your responsibility as Christian to eat and drink this fuel of God, to spend time in the Word of God. The Word is the fuel. And that is why many Christians and many churches, let me see if I can skip some stuff. I thought I'm going to be 17 minutes. But many Christians or churches, they had the fire of God. But now there's nothing. It's because of the lack of word. It's like Prophet Leon will always say, in the morning we teach, in the evening we preach. Because you have to have a balance of the word of God and the fire of God. Because if you just have the fire of God, you'll blow up. But even if you just have the fire of God, fire will go lower. And you will make a mess out of your life. And then the fire will just die. And then you just fake it until you make it. And that's many Christians. They fake it and make it until they make it. Every script, every service, it is the same thing. You know what's going to happen. The pastor, if he does this, you know that he's going to prophesy. If he comes like this, you know he's going to heal. They're faking it because they're not having the word. The fire is quenched. We need the fire and the word of God to be hand in hand. But for us to be able to keep the fire in our hearts, there's something that you and I need to do. We need to lay our stony hearts on the Lord, on His altar. We cannot be stubborn, because when we are stubborn, we allow the pillar of fire to move without us. Because Moses and them had to move with the cloud at night and the pillar of fire. They had to move with that. But many of us, we are stubborn. Now I'm a leader. I don't need to serve in church anymore. So when did the Bible not become relevant to you? Because you have a badge. I don't need to be in prayer. I pray at home. Do not neglect the gathering of the saints. And just as you become stubborn in that ways, it is when the fire, because there's no more fuel. It is now your opinions. And your opinions means nothing for the fire of God. The word of God is the fuel for the fire of God. Matthew, I'm going to give two scriptures, then I'm finished. Hope those that are at home are receiving this morning. If you're receiving, just say a comment and tag someone and share someone. And if you're close by, come to the church. You can ask anyone here. The presence of God is here. And I pray that if you live farther than 2 hours from here, that the fire of God in this conference will touch you. That your house will be consumed with the fire of God. That your life will never be the same again because of the fire of God. Matthew 5 verse 23 says, therefore, if you bring your gifts, and this is speaking about your tithes and your offerings and your sacrifices. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remembers that your brother has something against you. So you're coming to church, you say, ah, I just got a 10 million rand contract. I'm bringing 1 million. Everyone's going to see me. God's going to see me. He's going to be so happy with me. Some people want to do that. But listen to this. God sees you coming here with 1 million rand. He says, okay, leave your gift there. Just leave it there. Not even on altar. Just leave it there before the altar. Before the altar. And go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother. And then come and offer your gift. There are many Christians that tithe, they give offerings. And then they say, but Pastor Chris said, we're going to have this breakthrough. Prophet says, we're having the Goshen. It must be year of the plenty. And yet you are eating dry bread with water. And you say, but this church is from a cult. It's not from God. You have to read the whole Bible. Yes, God will open the floodgates of heaven for you. That there will not be enough room to restore. But if you do not have a pure heart, not even your finances can be blessed. Because you can maybe be someone that tithes every year, every month, and you're a big giver. Your offering is laying in front of the altar, not on the altar. Do you see how important your heart condition is? It will affect you, would not affect other people. And the moment, and I say to my church, the moment that you release people, the moment that you forgive people, not because they deserve it, is the moment that suddenly will see a breakthrough in your life. And that is why people come to conferences and they receive sudden breakthrough, because God has done something in their hearts. And it goes on in verse 25, it says, agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. The judge hands you over to the officers and you be thrown into prison. So if you're not dealing with your heart, you can be thrown in prison. And I want to take this a bit prophetically. Many of you are in a spiritual prison. You come to church, you fast, you say, and then your second day of your fast, you say, I think I'm just going to cheat a little bit. You are in a spiritual prison because of your heart's condition. You say, this conference, every conference you come, you say, now I'm on fire, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop doing the things I'm doing. And the next week you do the same thing. Not knowing that you're in a prison. You just went out for a break to go see what's outside and then you come back into your cell. And you think, well, the moment you feel, oh, I feel the fresh air, I am free. No. They're just giving you a poser to go outside to stretch your legs. We need to get out of the prison. But we are the one that hold the keys. You are the one that holds the keys to your prison. Not me, not Pastor Martin, no one. You are the one that has the keys to your prison. The last scripture, and I'm going to maybe not read it. I'm maybe just going to paraphrase. Matthew 18 verse 21. Write it down and read the whole story. This is where there was a man that had someone that owed him 10,000 talents. And he said, listen, you owe me this. I'm going to sell your wife, your children. I'm going to sell you to be able to pay your debt. And he fell to his knees and he said, I'm sorry, forgive me. And the master said, okay, I'll forgive you. And then that same person went to someone else that owed him a little bit of money. That offense and all, you owe me. And the guy fell to his knees and says, I'm sorry. And the guy threw him in prison. And said, listen, now you'll be in prison until you pay me back. I don't know how they make money in prison, but how can you get money to pay someone? So if you are not forgiving someone else, you're holding yourself back because you will not be able to pay you back. You'll have to let that person go out to receive what you want to receive. And it goes on and it says, let me see where I want. So this is where people came to speak to the big master about the minion that was there that made a mess and threw the guy into prison. And he said, should not also have had compassion. This is verse 33. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father, your Father, is our master. How many know that Jesus is our master? So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you from his heart. Does not forgive his brother his trespasses. How many of you know that you have sinned greatly against God? It is because our sins that he was on the cross. Yet he was a good master. And the moment that he said, we are sorry, it was history. He canceled our debt so much that he cannot even remember our debt. He cannot even remember the sins that you have done against him. The harlotry, the idol worship that you have done, the pride, the whatever you have done in your past or your forefathers. That when God sees you, he does not see you or your sins. He sees the blood of his son. Who are we not to forgive the same way that God forgives? No matter the thing that was done against you, you are holding yourself back. You're putting yourself in a prison that you will not be able to receive the fire of God. I want you to close your eyes this morning. Think of yourself. Think of those that has offended you, those who have hurt you. Maybe it's your boss, maybe it's the partner that done you in, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's your spouse. Maybe you're angry with yourself. This morning, I ask one thing. Take the key that God has given you and lay your heart of stone on his chest, on his altar. Lay it on his altar and see what God will do. He is not a man that he lied. Every hair on your head was numbered. He's not going to jump over you if you put your heart on his altar. But you will have to take the step of faith. You need to be sensitive to his presence this morning. Even if you're at home, you can pray with us. If this is you and you say, but I want to lay my heart before God. Maybe it's a small piece of stone that you have in your heart. Maybe it's one offense. Maybe it's not something as big, but you feel it can hold you back. I want you to raise your hand if that is you. I see your hands. That's amazing. That's amazing. Lay your heart on the altar and let the fire of God burn you this conference. Just pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, this morning I come before you as a sinner, as someone with a heart of stone. I surrender my heart to you on your altar. Take this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Burn this offense away and make me ready for your fire. I want to be consumed by your fire. I choose now to forgive the person that has harmed me, that has accused me, that has abused me. I forgive my mom. I forgive my father. I forgive every person that's ever mocked me, rejected me, or broke me down. I forgive every person that has ever abused me physically, sexually, or verbally. I lay them before you. I take a step of faith and I surrender them to you. I will not take vengeance anymore. Just lift your hands to heaven. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for every single person under the sound of my voice and those who are watching by YouTube, Facebook, or any means of ways. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you will consume the altar, that you consume the hearts of stones, and that you will give them a heart of flesh, that you will take their lives and turn their lives upside down, that as you have chosen Moses, an ordinary person, I pray that you will use these people supernaturally, Father, that they will not just receive the fire, but let them be fire carriers, that wherever they go, that they will go with explosive power, that they will ignite and ignite everything and everyone where they go, that they will come against every fierce dark dart of the enemy, an arrow of the enemy. Use them supernaturally. Reveal to them this afternoon if there's anything else. And I pray that you'll still minister to them, that tonight when they come, that the floodgates of heaven will be over their lives, that everything that they touch will turn into gold, that the fire of God will burn everything away and put a holy hunger inside of them. Make them hungry for more of you. In Jesus' name, if you receive that, give God a praise.